according to Gina Esposito, an archaeologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Petersburg, the shelter was originally built in 1938 by the Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC. She says back then it was used for recreation, and along with the nearby Ideal Cove Trail, it provided shelter and safe access in a largely isolated territory.
It had fallen into disrepair, and about 10 years ago, the Petersburg Ranger District did a historic restoration of the site.
Now the Forest Service plans to unveil a historic property plaque at the site and to highlight it as part of a larger project celebrating the anniversary of the National Historic Preservation Act of 1966.
We wanted to provide something to the public to be able to see what kinds of sites that the National Historic Preservation Act has been able to help preserve. So many of these sites are unreachable. They're just very remote, or you can't visit them just because of the sensitive nature of the site.
They developed a website called 49 Sites in the 49th State as a way to virtually share the spots. Esposito says the Park Service, Forest Service, and other federal agencies chose places to share on the web, and Three Lakes was picked from this region. Since it's accessible by car from Petersburg, Three Lakes is also convenient for a community gathering.
It's something that's on the island where people can get to relatively easily. It's a really beautiful spot, and it's summertime, and we just thought it would be fun to get people out and on the forest.
Esposito says it gives the Forest Service a chance to show the public the work they do to preserve cultural sites like this one.
Which I don't know that the public always associates with us, so we wanted to have this really fun event to do that.
The Forest Service will provide hot dogs, and there will be activities throughout the afternoon, including plant and dragonfly walks. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.